Let's head to Washington. Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning. How are you this morning, Congressman?
Howdy, Scott. Doing great. Good to be on the phone with you again this week.
Now, you were gone last week. Can you tell us what was going on during that time?
Sure. I led a CODEL that went to Australia, Malaysia, and South Korea, and we had three views in mind. One is to talk to each of those allies about free and fair trade agreements since the Trans-Pacific Partnership conversation has blown up. The second thing was to talk about security issues in the region, given that China becomes more and more belligerent in their dealings with foreign countries. And then thirdly, to talk about energy, in particular LNG. Australia, Malaysia, well, let me put it this way, Asia has a very developed market for liquefied natural gas. And so in talking to the participants in that area, we were able to come up with some great policy ideas on ways that the United States can improve its ability to export LNG to a world that's hungry for low emissions fuels.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. All right, let's turn our attention back. Well, first of all, I guess I'd like to get your comments on the situation in Qatar. Of course, A&M is one of several schools that has campuses over there. The president this morning said he's taking credit for those four Arab countries' decisions to cut ties to Qatar. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, many of us have been concerned for a long time that Qatar has been, even though they act like a friendly Gulf States ally, that they have been surreptitiously funding terrorism efforts around the world. And the other Gulf States have become increasingly more open-minded about that actually happening. And so they've decided to change their relationships with Qatar. With respect to whether or not the president was responsible, I don't know. I mean, he could have had some background discussion, so I really can't comment on that. I do think overall it's a good move to try to let them know that to the extent that they're causing difficulties in other parts of the Gulf States and other parts of the Arab world, that those things could come home and hit Qatar at any minute. I remember Qatar is the home of Al Jazeera TV as well, and you know they're not always friendliest to the United States in terms of their rhetoric.
Well, any thoughts on how that might impact A&M's holdings in Qatar?
In the near term, I don't see any issues. It's going to depend on how long it takes for Qatar to decide that they're going to come into they're going to adopt a different strategy when it comes to dealing with terrorists. If I were in the shoes of the Emir of Qatar, I would be saying, okay, we're going to totally distance ourselves. We'll make sure that none of the other wealthy families or government institutions are funding terrorism. And once we feel assured of that, then I think that it'll be business as normal. And relationships will be restored between Qatar and the other Arab states. And operations there will be added.
Now let's turn our attention to D.C. The Freedom Caucus said they'd like to stay through the August recess so they can come up with some sort of a consensus for tax reform. What's your thought on that?
I don't think there's a need to stay through August to come up with a consensus for tax reform because I think we'll have that done before the end of July anyway. Where I do think it might be appropriate to stay through August is to make sure we've got our appropriations bills done and also that we've dealt with the debt ceiling. So to the extent that those two big congressional issues are not resolved by the end of July, I think it'd be appropriate to stay until we're done with those.
I think it was last week Senator Cornyn was in the state, and he made the comment that he believes the Senate will be able to come up with some sort of a reform on health care by the end of the month of June. Your thoughts about that?
From what we understand from our Senate colleagues, that is correct, that the Senate should have their health care reform bill put together before the 4th of July district court period.
And yesterday also the Senate approved a bill which is going to make it easier for the Department of Veterans Affairs to actually fire employees because of any number of situations that are job-related. What are your thoughts there?
Well, finally, it takes the Senate a long time to move. We have passed VA reform bills when it comes to employment practices and holding giving the leadership of the VA a chance to hold their employees accountable for bad behavior. We've done that for the last two Congresses in the House, but the Senate never would take it up. So I'm really thrilled to see the Senate start to move on this. If we really care about our veterans, we need to make sure that the VA has a way to cut out the deadwood and hire employees who really do care about veterans.
Texas legislature did pass their budget before they closed their regular session. Now, in that budget was $800 million once again for border security. I think we were hoping to get some relief from Washington. Is that going to happen in any view?
Well, yes. The relief is already happening. We are aggressively hiring new border agents. One of the problems is it takes about 12 to 16 months to get a border agent hired and into a uniform. We're going to pass a bill this week to try to shorten that time period substantially and eliminate some of the bureaucratic steps involved. But anyway, we are amping up our efforts in that regard. In our last appropriations bill, we had money to try to repair the fences that currently exist. My gut tells me that the state will not have to spend any of that $800 million for border security, because the federal government is finally doing what it's supposed to do in that regard. So I think it was smart for the state to budget it, but at the end of the day, I don't think the state's really going to have to spend it because the federal government's doing its job finally.
And finally, balance of the week, any legislation on the floor that we need to be knowing about?
Well, the big hairy bill that's on the floor this week, which is huge for our community, our local community, is the CHOICE Act. The CHOICE Act undoes the worst parts of Dodd-Frank. You remember Dodd-Frank was passed under the Nancy Pelosi Congress back in 2009-2010, and it was in response to the financial meltdown that happened in 2006-2008. But what Dodd-Frank failed to address, it failed to address Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. It also just really crushed our community banks. You can think about a couple of local banks that come to mind are like American Momentum and the Bank and Trust. They've been crushed by the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, the CFPB for short, and as well as all of our other community banks. And they had nothing to do with the meltdown. And so what the CHOICE Act does is it basically says, okay, community bank, if you have strong capital balances, which most of our community banks do, then you're going to be exempt from Dodd-Frank, essentially. So they're going to be able to grow and do the things that they've been good about doing, and that's making mortgages to our communities, including our low-income constituents. They'll also be able to grow their businesses. And it'll stop what's been happening recently. This country's been losing one community bank a day for the last 5 years because of Dodd-Frank. And the big Wall Street banks have been getting stronger and bigger and bigger, and they're all covered by too big to fail so that the taxpayers come in and bail them out. So we end the too big to fail. We end the taxpayer bailouts. We end the onslaught of regulations that have been levied on our local community banks, and we basically, it's going to be huge in terms of giving our communities back the financing options that they used to have. Now, some of the Wall Street banks don't like it because we've imposed additional penalties on them for bad behavior so that we avoid any repeats of what they did back in 2006 through 2008.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for being with us this morning.
You bet. Great visiting with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, our first responders, and also looking for some great Aggie victories this weekend in the Super Regional.
Indeed we are. Thanks again for the time.